Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Qualitative Research Design and Methods. An introduction is an introductory research methods text by Kathleen D. Murray, Catherine Ruhlston, and Janie Koppel, published for students and researchers learning how to plan and conduct qualitative inquiry. Identified by ISBN 1970-55-T662-62, the book belongs to the field of qualitative research methodology, with particular relevance for education, social science, and interdisciplinary inquiry. Its purpose is not only to define qualitative methods, but to show how research questions, theoretical commitments, design choices, data generation, analysis, ethics, and representation fit together in a coherent study. The book is positioned as a foundation for novice researchers, especially graduate students, while also serving as a refresher for more experienced scholars. A defining feature is its integration of historical context with practical design guidance. Rather than treating qualitative approaches as isolated techniques, they present them as evolving traditions shaped by epistemology, ethics, social context, and researcher responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Qualitative design is presented as a historically situated research practice. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that qualitative research design cannot be reduced to a checklist of techniques. The authors place qualitative inquiry within the history of the field, helping readers see why approaches such as ethnography, grounded theory, narrative inquiry, case study, critical qualitative research, and emerging arts-based or participatory forms developed in relation to changing intellectual and social conditions. This matters because design choices are never neutral. A researcher who chooses interviews, observations, archives, or visual materials is also making assumptions about knowledge, experience, interpretation, and evidence by linking methods to traditions. The book gives beginners a vocabulary for understanding why different designs ask different kinds of questions and produce different kinds of claims. The historical framing also prevents students from treating qualitative research as a single method. Instead, they learn to compare methodological families, recognize inherited debates, and justify their choices in relation to a specific research purpose. The book connects research questions to coherent methodological decisions. The text emphasizes that strong qualitative studies begin with alignment among purpose, research questions, design, data sources, analysis, and representation. This practical orientation is especially useful for novice researchers who often begin with a topic but do not yet know how to turn interest into a study. The book helps readers understand that a question about lived experience may require a different design from a question about interaction, institutional practice, cultural meaning, or historical documents. This alignment affects sampling decisions, fieldwork planning, interview strategies, analytic procedures, and the form of the final account. The value of this approach is that it teaches design as reasoning rather than formula. Readers are encouraged to ask whether each methodological decision supports the knowledge they hope to generate. That focus can reduce common beginner problems, such as collecting data before clarifying the research purpose, adopting a fashionable method without understanding its assumptions, or producing findings that do not answer the original question. Thirdly, pedagogical tools make methodological theory accessible without oversimplifying it. The book is notable for its teaching-oriented structure, which includes learning objectives, reading questions, charts, infographics, examples, and activities. These features are not merely decorative. They support the difficult transition from reading about qualitative research to actually designing a study. For graduate students, concepts such as epistemology, reflexivity, data generation, coding, interpretation, trustworthiness, and representation can feel disconnected if presented only in abstract terms. The book addresses this by organizing material so that readers can identify the purpose of each chapter, test their understanding through questions, and compare approaches visually. This pedagogical structure also helps instructors use the book in introductory qualitative methods courses. Its accessibility does not appear to come from avoiding complexity, but from sequencing complexity carefully. The reader is introduced to theoretical commitments alongside practical decisions, which makes the text useful for learners who need both conceptual grounding and immediate guidance for course projects, proposals, theses, or dissertations. Fourthly, ethics and social justice are treated as integral to qualitative methodology. Ethical and social justice-oriented research practices are a recurring emphasis in the book. This distinguishes the text from methods guides that treat ethics mainly as a procedural matter of consent forms, institutional review, and confidentiality. Those issues remain important, but qualitative research raises broader ethical questions because it often involves close engagement with people, communities, institutions, stories, and sensitive contexts. The authors foreground the responsibility of researchers to consider power relations, representation, participant vulnerability, and the consequences of interpretation. This approach is particularly relevant in educational and social science research, where studies may involve marginalized communities or contested public issues. By embedding ethics across the research process, the book encourages readers to ask not only whether a study is permissible, but whether it is respectful, accountable, and methodologically responsible. The social justice orientation also helps students see that design choices can either reproduce dominant assumptions or create more careful ways of listening, documenting, analyzing, and reporting. Lastly, traditional and emerging approaches are presented as part of a changing field. The book balances established qualitative designs with newer and interdisciplinary approaches, giving readers a sense of qualitative research as a living field rather than a closed canon. This balance is important because many introductory methods books privilege a small set of classic designs, which can leave students unprepared for contemporary work involving archives, visual materials, digital settings, arts-based practices, critical race theory, feminist inquiry, or other interpretive and critical traditions. The text appears to give readers enough structure to understand recognizable designs while also showing that qualitative methodology changes as researchers encounter new questions, communities, technologies, and theoretical commitments. This is useful for students who need to choose a defensible design but also want their work to respond to current intellectual and social concerns. By presenting methodological diversity alongside design principles, the book helps readers avoid two extremes: treating methods as rigid recipes or treating qualitative inquiry as unlimited personal expression without standards of rigor, coherence, and accountability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate students, novice qualitative researchers, dissertation writers, and instructors teaching introductory qualitative methods. It will also benefit experienced researchers who want a concise refresher that connects design, history, ethics, and practice. Its practical value lies in helping readers move from broad interest to a coherent qualitative study, with attention to research questions, methodological fit, data generation, analysis, and representation. Its intellectual value lies in showing that qualitative methods are grounded in traditions, assumptions, and ethical commitments, not merely in tools such as interviews or observations. Compared with many introductory methods books, Qualitative Research Design and Methods stands out for combining accessibility with historical and theoretical framing. It appears especially strong as a classroom text because its learning objectives, guiding questions, examples, charts, and activities support structured learning. It also differentiates itself through sustained attention to ethical and social justice-oriented practice, an area that contemporary researchers increasingly need to address explicitly. Readers seeking a narrow manual on one technique may need a more specialized companion text, but those seeking a broad, responsible, and teachable introduction to qualitative inquiry will find it well-positioned within the research methods category. If you would like to support Kathleen DeMaray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.